Welcome to the Glow Up Guide Collective, the podcast for millennial women ready to step into their power, break through self-doubt, and become the best version of themselves. I'm Morgan Bruner, your personal growth bestie and self-improvement coach, here to help you shift your mindset, boost your confidence, and create a life that truly lights you up. If you're tired of playing small and you're ready to finally embody your most authentic, thriving self, then girl, you're in the right place. Let's get real, have those deep, soul-fueling conversations, and most importantly, glow up from the inside out. Grab your favorite drink, get cozy, and let's dive in, my girl. Hey, gorgeous. Welcome back to the Glow Up Guide Collective, the podcast that helps you step into your power, build confidence, and become the best version of you. Okay, let's talk about something that's probably keeping way too many of us up at night: overthinking. If you've ever replayed the same conversation 10 times in your head, struggled to choose between almond milk or oat milk because it suddenly felt like a life or death decision, or talked yourself out of a good idea because fear screamed louder than your intuition, girl, you are not alone, and I so feel you. I used to be the queen of overthinking. Seriously, I could spiral over a text message. I questioned everything from what I said last week to whether I was making the right life decisions. And you know what? It kept me stuck in fear, in doubt, in inaction. But once I learned how to quiet that overactive mind, tap into my intuition, and trust my own voice again, everything changed. So today, we're diving into why we overthink, why it's so hard to trust ourselves, especially as women, and most importantly, how to stop the spiral and start making decisions with peace and confidence. If you've been stuck in your head, this is your invitation to come home to yourself, my girl. So grab your favorite drink, get cozy, take me on a walk with you, and let's talk about it. Let's break it down. What even is overthinking? Overthinking is when your brain goes into hyper-analysis mode, like it's a mental tornado that spins and spins but never lands anywhere. Some common signs that you're stuck in the loop could be that you replay past conversations, wondering what you could have said better. You procrastinate on decisions, fearing the wrong choice. You constantly ask others what they would do. You imagine worst-case scenarios before anything has ever even happened. Does that sound familiar? It's exhausting, right? And here's the thing. Overthinking steals your power. It tricks you into believing that you're being careful or smart, when really it's just fear dressed up as logic. But the good news? Overthinking is a habit, not a personality trait, not a life sentence, and habits can be changed. Hey, love, real quick. If you're like me and obsessed with personal growth, but don't always have the time to sit and read, Audible is about to change your life. I've been listening to mindset books during my mornings and my drives, and honestly, it's been a whole self-care ritual lately. And right now, you can try Audible free for 30 days and even get your first book completely free. Just use my special link I left for you in the show notes. Seriously, girlfriend, treat yourself because your glow up deserves this. Let's talk about why it happens in the first place. Okay, so if it's just a habit, why is it so damn hard to trust ourselves? Let me tell you what I've learned, especially from connecting with so many incredible women on their personal growth journeys. One, you have the fear of getting it wrong. We live in a world that makes it feel like every choice has to be perfect, so we freeze. But real talk, growth comes from trying, not from getting it right every time. Two, we've been taught to seek approval. How many times have you second-guessed your gut because you wanted someone else to validate it first? So many of us grew up learning that someone else's opinion mattered more than our own inner voice. But That's conditioning. It's not your truth. 3, our past experiences created doubt in us. Maybe you trusted someone and they let you down. Maybe you made a decision that ended in heartbreak or disappointment. So now your brain is like, let's overthink every future decision to avoid that pain again. It's just trying to protect you, but it's also holding you back from the life you actually want to live. So here are 5 steps to stop overthinking and build some unshakable self-trust. Let's get into the good stuff. How do we stop the spiral? Step 1. Catch the thought spiral in real time. Awareness is everything. Start noticing when you're spiraling. Say it out loud. I'm overthinking right now, and I don't have to. Labeling it gives you power. Here is a journal prompt for you. What thoughts tend to trigger my spirals? Is there a pattern? Write that down and be truly honest with yourself. What tends to trigger your spirals? Keep a notebook. Every time you spiral, put down what triggered it. And then go back and see if there's a pattern. Maybe there's something deeper you need to work on. Step 2, play out that worst case scenario. Then flip it. Ask yourself, what's the worst that could actually happen? Then follow it with, and what's the best that could happen? This flips your brain from fear to possibility. Your anxiety wants certainty, but your intuition thrives in clarity. Step 3, tune back into your body. Your body knows. Is your stomach tight? Are your shoulders tense? Your jaw clenched? When something's not right, your body whispers. So try this. Close your eyes, take 3 deep breaths, and ask yourself what feels right. Not what's safe, but what feels true. Step 4, make 1 small decision quickly. Self-trust is built through reps. Start making tiny decisions without asking 5 other people first. And girl, I know this is hard because I still to this day will ask my best friend and I'm like, I need your approval. But in reality, we need to start trusting ourselves and making a small decision. So what do you want for lunch? That's something small to ask yourself. What post feels aligned to share today? Do you actually want to say yes to that invite? You don't need to get it perfect. You just need to get it going. So start asking yourself small questions and make that small decision. Step 5, let go of the illusion of right or wrong. What if every decision was just information? Even mistakes are redirections. There's no such thing as failing, only figuring it out. So repeat after me. I'm allowed to make decisions that align with me, even if they're imperfect. Let me be real with you. When I came out of my past marriage and started life as a single mom, I did not trust myself. I had been gaslit, manipulated, and taught to believe that my thoughts, my choices, and my voice were too much, too emotional, or just plain wrong. I couldn't even decide what to eat without asking someone. Even when my gut was screaming an answer, I ignored it. But the moment I started tuning back in, everything started aligning. And it didn't happen overnight. It was little bitty tiny decisions at a time. Saying no to things that didn't feel aligned. Letting myself make a wrong call and surviving it. Choosing to believe that I knew what was best for me and my daughter. When you are being gaslit, it is so hard to learn to trust yourself, but trusting yourself is what has gotten me to where I am today. Trusting that gut feeling and starting to go after it and believing in it. Starting to feel, okay, I feel something's not right in this situation. Let me trust that. Because I promise you, 100% of the time, your gut is telling you the truth. So you need to follow it. You need to listen to it, and you need to be in tune with it. And over time, you will start to trust yourself again, just like I did. And when that happened, I stepped into my power in a whole new way. You already know the answer. You already have the wisdom. You just have to get quiet enough to hear it. All right, my love, that's a wrap on today's episode. If you've been stuck in overthinking, I hope this gave you a permission slip to start trusting yourself again, because you are so much wiser than you think. Screenshot this episode, share it on your Instagram stories, and tag me at Glow Up Guide Collective. I would love to know, what's one decision that you're making this week with confidence? No second guessing, girlfriend. And if you haven't already, make sure to hit that follow button so you never miss an episode from the Glow Up Guide Collective. Until next time, keep growing, keep glowing, and remember this, your peace begins the moment you decide to trust yourself more than your fear. I loved this conversation, and I hope it left you feeling inspired, empowered, and ready to take action. Remember, your glow up is already happening. One step, one mindset shift, one bold move at a time. If this episode spoke to you, let's keep the conversation going. Screenshot this episode, tag me on at the Glow Up Guide Collective, and tell me your biggest takeaway. I would love to hear from you. And if you haven't already, make sure to hit that follow button so you never miss an episode. Until next time, keep growing, keep glowing, and keep becoming the best version of you, my girl.